Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect. We've got a great show for you. We're going to have Ray Mondragon with Creation Science Fellowship on with us the second half of the program. But in the first half of the program, we want to welcome Pastor Steve Smotherman with Legacy Church onto the program for the first time. Pastor Smotherman, thanks for joining us along with your assistant Daniel McCabe.
Well, it's an honor to be with you, man. Thanks for having us.
Well, Pastor, I have to say, watching your Easter 2020 service, you look pretty good in a shirt and tie there, my friend.
Well, you got to, when you're getting old, you got to dress it up as well as you can.
No, what a blessing. I know that you believe this. There's going to be a silver lining to all of this COVID virus. And one of the things I think that's really happening is it's stretching the creativity of you and your staff and all the technologies that are available. And those are always going to be tools that you can use from this point forward. So thanks for working so hard and blessing the community with all this cool online stuff. Pastor, I wanted to ask you about the Legacy Church community. How's everybody doing at Legacy?
Well, I believe they're doing great. You know, we're calling people. We're staying in contact with folks. We started a Facebook live group where people can communicate and post and have discussions and pray for one another, and you know, we're having great online presence. People are still staying with us and connecting through the services and our prayer time, and I'm doing some Facebook live stuff, and so I think we're doing really, really well.
Pastor Daniel, as an assistant, how's that working out for you? Is that a lot of work?
Yeah, our staff is probably busier now than they were before all this started, but it's amazing all the people that we're getting to help, getting out over 2,100 care packages to the elderly, getting out lunches and meals and entire care packages to hundreds of children, and then over 80,000 lunches that we did for kids. So we're busier now, but we're having, this is a great time of ministry that we're able to have.
Pastor Smotherman, you are one of the few pastors, I think, nationally that is actually willing to stand in the pulpit and say, you know, I want Christians to vote. And you are willing to stand up there and talk about things going on in our state and the leadership politically. And here just last week, your church filed a lawsuit against the state of New Mexico. There seems to be a lot of misinformation in the media about this legal action. Please tell us about your concerns and what this is all about.
Well, the lawsuit is just all about our freedom of religion, the constitutionality of what the governor has ordered, being discriminated against, you know, when you can keep abortion clinics open and box stores open and they have all this latitude, and that yet she wants to restrict the church in a way that's harmful, that doesn't make any sense. We just felt like it was time to fight back. And so we're doing it in a way that is part of our legal system. It's our right to air our grievances. And I think these officials have overreached with their commands and orders and threats, and we just felt like it's time to stand up. What she did on Saturday, the governor on Saturday at 5 o'clock to issue a new order that said you can't have more than five people in your building or in your in any adjacent building. So in 64,000 square feet, we could have five people. Just was uncalled for. And so we just feel like, you know, you can't discriminate against the church, and we have First Amendment protection that other places don't. And so we just felt like we would stand up and fight that. So I know there's a lot of misinformation. People think we're suing for money because they hear suit. We're not suing for any money. We're just suing for the right to be able to have church, even complying with her first order, have church online. She was hindering that. And so we felt like that we needed to push back.
Pastor, I want to emphasize, too, and I think Daniel echoed this, you guys are taking extraordinary steps, even with the staff that's helping you produce your videos and things, to make everybody safe, right?
Correct. We're doing the 6 feet distancing. In fact, last night when I was at church Tuesday, I said, hey, guys, make sure everybody's 6 feet apart. So they're all working to make sure they're that on the worship team. We're not trying to be antagonists. We're just saying that you can't just dictate, you can't pick on the church, you can't discriminate against the church, because we do believe churches like ours and other churches are very essential to this community.
Mm.
With all the phone calls we're getting, people depressed, suicide, they've just been, we're getting more and more because of this lockdown. And so we just want to be able to even do the online stuff, which that order came again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to go a little bit off script and skip down a couple questions to what I had written up in preparation for this. And you guys have a lot of outreach ministries. For example, you have Steel Bridge. You are involved in Expect a Miracle, the drug rehabilitation group. Tell us about all these outreach ministries and how everybody's doing in the midst of this COVID outbreak.
Well, I know Steel Bridge is doing well. The pastor of Expect a Miracle was with us, I think, this weekend, and I asked him. He said they're doing good. And the reason we get involved with these guys is because I really do think they bring a service to the community. I can't do those things, but man, they're doing them. And so we get behind them. We bless them. We try to support them, not just spiritually, but financially and help them do what they do so well. And so right now everybody's seems to be doing okay.
Good, good. Pastor, what's the most difficult challenge?
Expect a Miracle.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Expect a Miracle has had to get creative because, you know, they can't really be walking around and trying to do some of the bread and some of the things they've done in the past. So they're actually making masks and doing some things like that to sell. We've actually partnered with them and we're helping them do some of the masks because the city of Albuquerque asked us for 1,000 masks for their workers.
Mm-hmm.
So we're helping Expect a Miracle with that process so that we can provide that service to our community. So yeah, Expect a Miracle is being creative.
Well,
they're serving, you can go and you can actually order lunch and dinner from them. They change up their menu every day and they serve it. They make it fresh every day. So they're being creative to keep their ministry funded.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners that aren't real familiar with Expect a Miracle, we've had Daniel and your team on a couple of different times talking about it, but they are a live-in facility for people that are fighting addiction, and they're doing some amazing things. One of the things that they've done for years to raise money for the ministry is they bake these delicious banana breads, and I've bought a lot of them myself. Probably shouldn't tell anybody how many I've bought and how many I've consumed, but it definitely is something that's really good, and it takes a lot of work. You have a commercial kitchen, you're doing everything the way it should be done,
right?
And then people are out in the community selling those. So we want to encourage everybody as we get through all of this, if you see these folks on the street and trying to raise money, you know what they're about. They're trying to raise money for this community and helping people that have drug addiction. So yeah, and I can only imagine what Travis is having to deal with down at Steel Bridge. A lot of illness, a lot of people that are already in terrible poverty and on the street and all of the challenges that brings. Pastor Smotherman, in looking at your website, listening to your sermons, even this past Easter service, you're talking about we're in a time of perseverance and that we all need to have great expectations. I just got the impression, and I don't know you well, but that your God is huge. Sometimes I feel like my God is about as big as my problems. How do you communicate how awesome our God is to people?
Well, I mean, you do it by teaching His Word, by even relating your experiences. I mean, the thing I know about God is that no matter what we face and no matter how hard it is, and I think we've all had broken hearts and issues that are just beyond our ability, maybe at this moment, to manage or to deal with. And then you just realize no matter what happens, God always comes through. If I stay in His Word, if I can keep believing His Word, acting on His Word, man, He always comes through. And so one of my life verses, Jim, is Romans 8:28, where it says, then we know, we don't wonder, we don't have to think about, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purposes, that I truly believe that no matter what I face, what I go through, it's not a surprise to God, that God always has a way. There's always, the light at the end of the rainbow, so to speak, at the end of the tunnel. There's always something good that comes out. And I've just watched God over my lifetime do things that I've even said, God, I don't know how you turn this one around for my good, but man, something happens, something goes on, and I think back, He did it.
Mm.
And so God is, God is huge and He's big and He's great. And I think, like you said, some people, we limit Him, and I just, I just want to believe that no matter what we go through, as hard as it is, as much as we don't like it, that God has something for us at the end of it.
Yes. In addition to the things that we've already mentioned, you guys are also providing care packages for people that may not have groceries, may not have toilet paper, those kinds of things. How can our listeners come alongside Legacy Church to help you with some of this work?
Well, I believe Daniel could probably answer that better than I could, but you know, they can call, they can volunteer, they can give towards those programs. Daniel, do you have anything else?
Yeah, we actually do have some people that come alongside. They've gone grocery shopping for us. Well, we give them money, but then they go grocery shopping. And not just people from our church, but other churches, other church members from other church communities have come alongside and wanted to get involved with what we're doing. So if they wanted to call, they could absolutely call 831-0961, 831-0961, or you can find our phone number on our website, legacychurch.com. But they'll get connected to our volunteer desk. They can explain what to do. If they wanted to give online, they'd be welcome to do that as well. They could designate it under grocery run, and we're using all of those funds to make sure that this is possible. And we've had a great turnout and been able to help a lot of people.
Pastor Smotherman, what can you say to our listeners about the importance of voting in this primary election and the upcoming elections in November?
Well, I think the reason we have some of the leaders we have today is because Christians, you know, historically in the last, you know, 25, 30 years, don't vote like they should. And and when I say don't vote like they should, they just don't vote.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get registered to vote. Our vote matters. And I think today, more than any other time in my lifetime or in the history of our country, we see the effect of being apathetic towards who's leading us. And I think we're seeing it with our governor and other governors across the country and mayors, that you vote the wrong people in and you get bad results. And so we get a chance to vote who we want, our biblical worldview. That's what we vote, not a party, but what does God teach us to do? And our vote now, I think we can see, is more important than ever. And so when Christians tell me all the time, well, my thing's not politics, I'm not involved with politics, these politicians do affect our lives, and if you never believed it, you believe it now. They
Yes.
have affected our lives with some bad decisions and some maybe good decisions, but they've affected our lives. And so our ability and our need to go out and vote is huge. It's so important, and we need to cast our vote. We need to put people in office that espouse our beliefs or at least have some common sense and is not antagonist towards the things of God and the church. And so more than ever, Jim, we need to vote in these primaries. We need to vote in the presidential election. We need to let our voice be heard and vote our biblical worldview. It's imperative.
Pastor, I attended a function out at Legacy Church in which Congressman Steve Pierce, the chairman of the New Mexico Republican Party, gave a presentation. And I'll distinctly remember this for a long time because he said that only 50% of Christians that are of age and eligible to vote are actually registered to vote. And then unfortunately at the time of elections, only about 25% of those people actually vote. So that is a really low percentage of all the people that are believers in Jesus that are actually voting at all, much less their biblical worldview. So you are absolutely right about that.
Yeah, we have to vote. We have to get out. And we need to see it as a necessity. And more than anything today, I believe we do. We you know, I believe in New Mexico, we've got the wrong leaders leading us and making decisions for our lives. And these people affect our lives. And who would ever thought in America that we'd ever be locked down, shut down, our civil rights would be cast aside? Who would ever thought that? You couldn't. If someone had told me 20 years ago this was going to happen, I would have laughed and said I would have lost everything I own if I'd have bet. And because who would have thought? And now here we are. And you know, it's just tough. So my hope and prayer is that Christians really realize the magnitude, that leaders of the churches really realize the magnitude of this and tell their people to get registered and do voting registration and encourage them to go vote their Christian biblical worldview. And we'll get better leaders.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, leave our listeners with a final encouragement, if you would.
You want to go first, Daniel? Or?
Yeah, I just want, you know, thanks again, Jim, for having us on. And I would just encourage you that we don't have to live in fear, whether it's fear of a disease, fear of a elected leader, because if we're going to honor the Lord, then we know things are going to work out. Mm-hmm. And God's going to work all these things according to our good, so we can be excited for that.
Amen.
You know, if I could add to that, Jim, thank you again for having us. Man, you're so kind and gracious to us, and you have been over a long period of time. So I'm very grateful that you would allow us to come on and talk. But you know what? Here's the reality. These people, politicians don't keep us safe. God keeps us safe.
Yes.
And we need to look to the heavens. We need to look to God who brings peace to our life. And we need to really seek him in these days and really come to grips with we need to be doers of the word, not just hearers. We need to be followers of Christ. And you know what? If you do that, God will bring peace to your heart and mind. And no matter what's going on in the world, how crazy it can become, man, we'll just be peaceful in our hearts and minds and be focused and allow God to lead and direct our steps. And so I just encourage everybody to see God in a greater way.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today on ABQ Connect. Again, if you want to get in touch with the folks at Legacy Church, go to legacychurch.com or give them a call at 505-831-0961. Pastor Steve Smotherman and Pastor Daniel McCabe, thank you for being on ABQ Connect.
Thanks, Jim.